I shall press a button. A one button. Or little a button as a trigger.
But not little b button.
I don't have one of those on this version of OBS. Also, I pressed the button before I started talking about pressing buttons because I wanted to get the button banter in the recording.
That is fair. Hi, this is Beth. Welcome to GURPS Wars with Crash and Ellie and Eo. And today we're going to be doing the, I can't really call them it's not the Halloween game anymore. They ended that just after several episodes never mind. Halloween lasted a long time, okay? It's the spirit of Halloween. But now they have gone on, now they get to do another arc that I am adapting from other adventures. This is a plug for oneshotadventures.com. That's one, the numeral one, Shot Adventures. You can probably figure out which one this is if you think about it. The PCs, the players need to not go trying to figure it out because that will spoil everything, and then I will be sad. Tonight you'll be visited by three ghosts. Yeah, we've all heard of trick-or-treaters. So, anyway, this is Antuxa and Sen and Ran, Sinoni and Ran, the logistics apprentices who have been sent on another little trip. And please remind the GM, what did happen last time?
Ran and Sen found a creature in a train car, and it was not particularly communicative and made fun of Sen as it escaped, and so Sen murdered.
This is the problem with bloodlust.
It fell on its lightsaber that it totally had on it multiple times.
Repeatedly.
Yes.
And you left it for dead.
Yes. Also,
but then we heard additional creature coming.
Yes. And we're holding up in one of the train cars that is more securable than the others. There are three survivors that aren't Sith apprentices. And possibly a fourth out there because the assistant conductor went out to get help and we haven't seen them.
Indeed, you have not.
I'm sure they're fine. They'll come back with a rescue crew and we'll all be just fine. That or the friends of the saboteur who crashed the train, who is also with us and has been mind-tricked into thinking that we are friends. Though their actual friends will come over to rescue us. And everything will be, as I said, just fine.
Of course it will.
Or there will be aggressive negotiations and a lot of limbs separated from torsos, and we'll be just fine because we're the ones with the lightsabers, and therefore we won't be the ones with limbs getting chopped off.
Plausible. Very plausible. All depends on the action economy and that good stuff, and, well, isn't it nice to have an action economy?
Late-stage capitalism has no place in my tabletop role-playing games. I made the GM laugh. I got inspiration. Where's inspiration on this character? I'll find it.
Unfortunately.
It might be where I have 11 unspent points.
You do. You have 11 unspent points.
I'll worry about that later. It's fine. I'll use those to buy player intrusions, as Ellie pointed out. How many games can I confuse GURPS for?
As it happens, there are rules that are optional rules that can be where you can spend character points to get things, you know, like rerolls on the dice and modifiers to the dice and stuff like that. Unfortunately, I don't have those books. I have not bought them. Curses. Ah, yes, there's combat house rules. You know, I might just use those. So,
good thing I never learned the old rules.
Indeed, that's kind of part of the whole thing. Which, you know, those look pretty good. So, you are, as you can see, let me open the thing. You've gone to one of the freight cars that is tipped over on its side, and you can, as you can see from the fact that there are doors on either side there that you can get in if you shove them open. They're sideways, and on the top is a rectangle that is representing the freight doors that would normally the freight would be loaded up into via that. But it's on its side, so that's now in the top.
For us, everything except for the outer southern wall is in shadow, because we don't have line of sight.
Don't what?
We don't have line of sight.
And you could. That's right. You can walk around it and get line of sight so that you can see the things that are around it if you want before this all starts.
I'm going to try the door on the east side, the right side.
Okay. The door is unpowered.
Oh, no.
Hmm?
Glitter.
Glitter.
Anyway.
Oh, all
maybe
of
it's
the,
just confetti.
No, those are brightly packaged ration bars.
Ah.
They probably denote different flavors.
Okay. Anyway, the door is unpowered.
The door is unpowered, so to get it open enough for people to climb in, I will be wanting a strength roll. Which you missed by one.
Yes.
Do you wish to use the force and fatigue to make that a success, or... Ran, who is over at
the west door.
Other door. The west door. Yes, you have made your strength roll by one, and you can open the west door.
I probably
Let's make that open.
Entry.
There.
Good news. I found more glitter. And some green substance that is probably not in a circle. We can all rest easily. It is not in a circle. There appears to be
inside
turtles crawling around in it, though.
No turtles. Inside, there are crates, which look sadly low-tech because I couldn't find high-tech crates. And took, so you managed to force that door open. Okay. Crates, barrels. Many of the crates have broken open, spilling out ration bars all over the floor. Some of the barrels have broken open, spilling out liquor in fancy colors like green and seriously chartreuse. So... oh, no.
I saw that.
That's too. So much glitter.
And I didn't But yes.
And here's glitter for you, and glitter for you, and glitter for you. The crates are tumbled atop each other in places, and could be climbed. You could climb on them, get up closer to the side of it, since it's tipped on its side. So, but now it's the top. Everything smells like booze in there.
I. Make sure my lightsaber is turned off. So, we may wish to let this air out a bit first. I fear that we might all become intoxicated on the fumes and not be able to think clearly.
You might be able to open the top doors there, if you want to air things out. From the hills, you hear horrid shrieks that are starting to come closer. It sounds like a lot of extremely angry modems. Except not electronic enough.
It's okay. They're only 28 baud. We have plenty of time. Oh, no, no, that one's 56K. We should hurry. Everyone inside. Quick, before the fiber gets here.
You can get people coming along, and do feel free to position yourselves. I'm just going to drag people through walls.
Whee!
Whee! Ah. So that is where the things are set up. Well, that'll do fine. Off the distance, 5G tower goes up. We're too late! No. Sen, where do you want to be? Everyone should position themselves where they want to be and decide if they want to open the upper doors.
The problem about a door is you can go through a door.
Let me get at the...
Did you not log into Foundry? No, you were logged into Foundry. You were checking your character sheet.
Yeah, I just can't see anything.
You can't?
Go around the edge.
Oh, there we go. I had to unselect my token.
Ah.
If
you want to do a quick lap around the thing to get the map displayed for you.
If you want to be outside while you see...
Where is Antuxa positioned?
Monster after monster after monster. Antuxa is the east.
Antuxa is running around.
Antuxa is opening the map up.
Yes.
Okay.
Feel free to open up the map.
Okay. Well, while that's being done, Rand's thought process is up. So this does this door slide open like sci-fi doors, or does it hinge open like actual doors?
The doors, the cargo doors on the top, or the door
that is
next to you? It's a sci-fi door.
Okay.
I'm not sure Star Wars would know what to do with a hinge. Have you seen a hinge door in Star Wars, ever?
I've seen hinged parts on droids. Oh, I have. I have seen hinged doors.
Where?
Coming out of the Millennium Falcon, the floor lowers down on a hinge and turns into a ramp.
Okay. Valid. On the other hand, a door hinge, I think Antuxa would be... Okay. Give me a roll to either figure out where the emergency cranks are to try to crank it closed, or use the force. Telekinesis other by two.
I'm going to look for the emergency crank, which is what I was intending to do all along. Because the people behind me don't always know if I'm trying to use the force.
Give me an IQ plus 3. These things are supposed to be reasonably easy to find after all. But it's, you know.
Then I made it by 5.
Made by 2. Excellent. You find the emergency crank. It's down on what is now the floor. You can pull off the panel. It's not intended to be hard to pull off. You can start cranking.
I can't be bothered to crank it by hand. I use the force. This time, I made it by 6.
You make it by 6.
I use the force to turn a crank a lot. I could have just forced it. Look, my reason is... In hindsight, in my 2020 hindsight, my reasoning is that masks were a good idea. But also, my 2020 hindsight is, if I'm not getting puns, that I don't want to strip the gears by just forcing the door. Instead, I'm going to use the machinery at hand. But if I have the force to turn that crank so I don't have to get down on my knees to do this, that's what I'm going to do.
In the... Mm-hmm. You don't want to get the alcohol into your robes any more than it's getting there. I mean, it's already a little sticky. Okay, you can crank the door closed fairly quickly. I will close the door for you there. Click!
I'm looking for the exact source of the booze smell.
Look down. Some of those barrels have broken open, and there is booze basically all over the east and west ends of the
So it's the pink and green.
It's the pink and green.
Okay.
The lights inside the car, which somehow are still working, probably they have some kind of emergency battery attached to them, are illuminating on the pink and the green. The pink smells like a fairly cheap wine. It's something somebody might sell huts for. Yeah, the huts can serve the good stuff first, and then they can bring this stuff out as everybody gets drunker. It'll do. It's not terrible. Over on the other end, well, it's green.
Ah. The Mr. Scott special.
The Mr. Scott special. But yes, you can tell where the alcohol smell is coming from. It's coming from basically underfoot.
Okay. Is it actually wine or is it something higher proof?
The green stuff is probably higher proof, which probably means it's either a lot cheaper than what you're stepping in or a lot more expensive. Who knows?
Okay.
You probably have to taste it to find out.
Ran is going to move to the center of the car and look up at the former door, now skylight.
Mm-hmm. It's currently closed.
How secure?
It's probably a little bit ajar. But... well, it looks like a high-tech train car door.
But it's also a little bit ajar.
Just a tad.
Hmm.
I'd say that's more a vial.
It's not a jar, it's a vial?
Yes.
Fair. Maybe it's a bucket.
Well, it's definitely not now a shut.
It is not again. Fully shut, no. Maybe the fumes are getting to you.
Well, maybe it's good that it's a jar.
We want to let them in. We want to let them know we're in here, but we want them to come through this door. Ron, can you get that door open again? The one on the far side.
I sigh.
Not now, but... not now, yes. But quickly, in a pinch.
I was careful not to damage the machinery, so unless something else happened, yes, I should be able to.
Perfect. They're going to come in from this side, I suspect. And when they do, everybody run out that door on the far side and get away from the car as you can, as far away from the car as you can.
The female passenger, Amanda, speaks up and says, "What if they don't all come in that side?"
I believe my...
well, then, are I'll have to think of a different plan.
Hmm?
They don't...
yes. I'm sorry, you youngsters. What's...
the things that we are...
we're going to encourage them, but in the case... in the case that they don't, we'll have to think of a different plan.
Do we know how many of them there are?
Not yet. By the time we find out, I intend for there to be fewer of them. Anyway, if you would get fairly close to that door just to facilitate the whole getting away quickly thing.
Hopefully they can't figure out how to open it up.
If they do, there's plenty of alcohol spilled on this side and you'll just run out the other side. That is the plan, isn't it? As I look over at Intuk.
Well, if we're close to here, they might catch us. That's not good.
I'm sorry. Intuk's, I got distracted. What was the question?
Ran was insinuating that the plan is to have them come into the car and then use the spirits to turn them into spirits.
Yes. More or less.
Somewhere in another time, a Jawa beams with pride. You can't tell because their eyes are always beaming. They're a Jawa.
They turn into little half circles instead of full circles.
Oh, I've got the art for that.
Sen, you have any comments?
Is EO muted? Or?
Still not really tracking what's going on.
There are incoming critters of the kind you killed, and you've got a place that you can have shelter, except that apparently Antuxa is hoping that the alcohol will be flammable enough that you can lure all the enemy in and then blow them up, thus preventing anyone from needing to use combat rules.
It might not prevent us from needing to use combat rules, but I imagine we'll make them easier.
Could do. You'll just make me get out the explosion rules.
I assume that you're waiting inside for the purpose of luring?
Yes, that was the plan. Although, perhaps I ought to be outside so that they can, you know, see me.
Perhaps I ought to be outside and you ought to be, not in the blast radius. I'm not, I mean, you're planning to run away on that? Sinone sort of gestures at Antuxa's leg.
Yes, Antuxa is limping because you still have, what, 5 points of damage on you?
So, something like that. Maybe I should be playing the bait so that you don't have to run?
Do you promise to run and not stay in the fight?
Perhaps that would be a better idea. I'll wait out here.
I'll promise to run in the aid of blowing the enemy up.
Just don't let your instincts get the better of you. Again.
My assumption based on my positioning, I'm basing my positioning on the assumption that they're coming from up.
North?
Yes.
We'll call it north.
I can't assume that up is north.
Indeed. That is definitely not what you want to be assuming. Is everyone where they desire to be?
I'm where I desire to be with the knowledge that I have. Do we hear them coming from the north?
All right, so the place that you crashed into, I'm going to quickly see if this one... I don't have a map for that. Okay. You're in a location that it's mostly flat-ish, deserty type stuff towards the south, and towards the north it is rising into hills and rocks and whatnot. And indeed, the howls are coming from the rocks and whatnot, i.e. north.
Okay.
We'll call it north.
That was being asked, which...
Yeah.
Yeah, because otherwise, Antuxa's not in a very good spot, and Sen is opposite of where they want to be. So
where they want to be.
Yeah, I'm close enough that I can probably force crank the door open from here.
Uh-huh.
And... But if I have to defend them because they're storming through the other door and the fire doesn't discourage them, I'm still between the civilians and the incoming horde.
Okay. All right. Sen, you are on the ground, or are you going to be like jumping up on top of the... tipped over a car, or...
I'll be on the ground. If I'm not on the ground, I'm going to have to get on the ground to lead them into the car, so...
Okay.
Is there a small piece of rubble that looks particularly flammable that I might be able to hold in my hand?
Mostly what's in here looks like foil wrapped ration bars and high-ish tech crates. I mean, yes, I found low tech crate and barrel assets to use, but you know,
are the unbroken bottles?
None of them seem to be bottles. It all seems to be like big, you know, kegs.
Okay. So I can't make a rotini cocktail, but I could make a dwarf cocktail.
Possibly.
I could It'd make be a kind Chedric of big. Cocktail.
The kegs, I mean, that would be basically a Chedric cocktail, but also Chedric would, like, just, you know, drink it out of the keg.
Yeah, keg stand. We've talked
about cannot see the gestures I'm making. You know, the smallest kegs would probably be about, you know, 18 inches long, tall, and you know, the similar diameter, and, you know. A lot of them look like the great big bottles of water that go into the water coolers. Only...
That leads to some very fun office conversations, I'm sure.
It probably gets poured into something that goes into fancier bottles, but you never know with huts. It's all jumbled around now. Okay. Well,
my question was answered in the negative. It's fine. We are continuing with the plan, whether or not it's a good one.
Indeed. Sen, would you give me a vision roll?
One moment. If I can open my sheet, yes. If my sheet will let me roll things, yes.
Is it in edit mode? Okay.
It was. It's not now.
That would do it. Where did that description of those little buggers go? Try to remember how I described those horrible little things. Come on, come on. Da-dip. Da-dip. There we go. Okay. Ah, made by five. Excellent. Well, you can see more of those greenish-gray furry humanoids coming, scuttling along, jumping over rocks and climbing around them. And they get to the edge of the rocks and clump up a bit, but not a lot, and become... Well, you can see five of them right now. That might be all of them. They have belts with crude knives in them, and some kind, and they all have bows, which look like they've been made out of scraps of things. You know, this one's made out of some kind of metal scraps that have been bent properly, and that one's made out of wood, and that one, is that plastic? It might be. Some kind of extremely high-tech plastic. And let me make some perception rolls for... I'll just do that. Let's see. And then I will look and see what the criff that mold was. Okay. And I'll make a perception roll for you. That one does not see anything.
The floor is made of floor.
The floor is made of floor. How fascinating.
But is it dirt? Concrete? Or train car wall?
They are all a bunch. Oops, I rolled that one twice. They come up. They slow a bit. They do not seem to have noticed Sen. They're squinting. They're obviously not very good at spotting things because, wow, they have all failed and one of them rolled a crit fail. I do not understand this.
You might need to spell it out for them.
Yeah.
Okay. What Sen would like to do is do the thrown lightsaber thing and then run away into the car.
Okay. Let me make some tokens actually have some displays on them. So I'm just going to make that one update that token. And update this token. Why did I not have those as an always? That was stupid of me. If you're doing VTT and you have tokens that you're going to actually want to make sure that everyone can tell what thing they're aiming at, you should just have the dadgum things appear. This has been your... what's the right word? Public service announcement. Anyway, you can decide which one you're aiming at now, because they all have numbers on them. Okay, the numbers humanoid 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, but hey.
Because they haven't seen me, do I have time to aim?
Yes.
Otherwise, I'm going to have a fairly significant penalty.
They are moving slowly towards the car, sort of looking around and listening, but maybe the sun is in their eyes or something. So, yes, you have time to aim.
Okay. What's the aim modifier on this?
Your lightsaber does not have an accuracy bonus when thrown, I think, normally. Therefore, I will give you a plus one for every second you aim up to three.
What if Sen had a scope
if that's acceptable
to the lightsaber?
No.
All right, so I need to aim for 3 seconds to not have a penalty.
Okay.
Did they fail badly enough that I can do that?
One of them is not going to notice you unless, like, it trips over you. Another one that failed by 5, I think, ditto. It, well, not quite trips over you. You could. The others, they might notice you in the next, about at the end of that turn. The end of the 3 seconds.
All right. That's fine. I'm going to roll.
Roll 'em. Made by 4.
Woohoo.
Which one were you aiming at?
The closest one. Humanoid 4.
Humanoid 4. The one who...
crit failed.
Crit failed her.
I'm aiming at them because they're closest. I do not know that they crit failed.
It turns out that their eyes
it looked
fall
like
out.
They're...
they're cut out.
Well, I mean... you know, I'm not going to... I'm just going to assume it's a torso shot. Okay.
Well, those are easier.
They crit failed. I'm going to give it a dodge, but it's going to be at a -5 penalty because I swear, it crit failed. It does not see that this is coming. It is attacked by surprise. It did not dodge. It would not have dodged anyway. How much damage does your lightsaber do? 4D, burn 15 damage. Okay. My, that's a lot of damage.
And now I have to roll telekinesis other to see if the saber returns properly. Thankfully, I did not crit fail that today.
Indeed. Let's make a health roll. It shrieks. It falls over. It does not collapse instantly. Instead, despite the fact that you have practically cut it in half, instead, it snarls and shrieks and starts to try to prop itself up enough to draw the bow that it was carrying.
And now I will run away.
The others also draw their bows, they had their bows, and they start to draw them, and I'm going to be giving you a boost on the, they are at severe penalties, so, yeah, that one's actually going to fail. What's the penalty, the distance penalty that you've got there?
For humanoid 4, it was -3. For the others, it is -4 or -5. The two next closest are -4. 1 and 2 are -5.
Okay. Let me finish. Two of them are making their shots. They're basically snapshots there, which probably, yeah. All right, one of them is going to fail with the snapshot penalty. The other one made it by 8, and I think that's enough that it's actually, I mean, rolled a 5.
Yeah, that one was at -5 for range.
Mm-hmm. So that makes it by 3, and that's about right for a penalty as well. So you might want to dodge that.
Okay, yeah, I don't think any of us have precog parry.
You missed.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay.
It accidentally gave me a range penalty. What? I don't think I have a range penalty to dodge.
No,
but I rolled it. But I made
7,
by
which is
2.
Under 9. Okay, made by 2. All right. You duck around the corner. Basically, I will move you in the nick of time. Whoops, are there two of you now? How did I do that? Which one do I... I can't delete either of them.
If someone is moving their character at the same time the GM is trying
I
to
I don't see two of me.
Then the GM will frequently see a ghost image of one of them.
Okay.
Go away.
Okay. All right, good. Thank you. Okay, you duck around in time. I made one of my critters disappear. That's what happened.
I'm okay with that. Anyone else okay with that?
Okay, which one do I need to put back together for? Oh, I made 5 disappear. I can't make 5 disappear. That's when you wounded to heck and gone.
They were
okay,
wounded
token.
Into oblivion.
Okay, always update token. Full view. And let's go with that. Thank you. Plus. No. Come on, down we go. Yeah, you took it to negative hit points. They do not actually have a ton of hit points. There. Okay. Sent, they are running for you. Except the one that isn't actually walking because you may have cut it in half. It's not entirely clear, at least close to. Basically, everybody has move scores. We're doing basic move here. Your basic move is also a 5. So, is that what you're doing your basic move with? Is anybody else doing
that? It was not a sentence that made sense.
Okay.
You said, isn't what you're doing your basic move with?
I'm sorry. I expected that I could beam telepathically what I intended into your brain, because you're not that far away. You're just upstairs.
I feel like a beam telekinetically is not inaccurate given the result.
Are you using all of your five move, and should I basically go into vagitude since you're going to be keeping the same distance?
Yes, I am using all of my move.
Okay. I am going to basically put them in a rough order of how they are going. They are shrieking angrily at you, so you can tell roughly where they are, even if you can't actually see them at the moment.
Indeed.
So, what's the plan to do?
I would like to... Oh, okay.
Let me make sure... Entuk, Saran, are you doing anything, or are you just holding position?
I am holding my action.
Okay.
I am also holding my action, understanding that we're going to need to open that door very quickly.
Okay.
Preparing to use the force. We have the mass. We are getting ready to apply acceleration.
Preparing to make a die roll. Okay. Sen.
Yep.
You can hear them coming. You are going to be doing, are you holding your position, or are you going in, or?
Sen is going to go in.
Okay. Your movement as needed. And that door is open, despite the fact that the little icon is closed.
One,
I should have erased that.
2, 3, 4, 5. And I think that's far as I can get this turn, but I do intend to keep going so that I am not in the blast radius.
Reasonable. And I am going to move some things that people can't actually see. That is so cool. Okay.
I do like the ability to
They hide are things. Shrieking. I don't even need to hide it, because you see, it's just not where anyone can see, because line of sight is currently in effect.
There you go.
Exactly. I don't need to hide this. If you happen to be in the right location, you can see them. Okay, next turn, they have not reached the area. You could definitely hear the screaming and screeching coming closer. Dun, dun. Dun, 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 dun.
I hear the pitter-patter of little screeches.
They're pretty angry, loud, and there's one that sounds fairly pained. And, I mean, you'd have to make a hearing roll probably to hear the vum-vum of the lightsaber, but... Sen, did you turn off your lightsaber when you came in?
Yes.
Okay.
Flammable.
Probably, yeah. It's alcohol. Alcohol tends to be. All right. You get your move. I'm going to say that clambering over the crates that are in the way, if you do that, is going to take basically 2 move to get on top of one. Or you can sidle along the side beside them.
Okay. I will sidle alongside. I don't want to get on top. I want to get past to the area where the alcohol is spilled.
Right.
I don't want
to do an acrobatics. You can do an acrobatics to parkour on top of one and just keep rolling along. And if you have an acrobatic. Do you have acrobatics? I think you have acrobatics.
Foundry is lagging.
Made it by 3.
Okay. Excellent.
Yes, you can scamper quickly and, heave up onto the, you jump up, you roll along, blah, blah, blah. One has approached into your line of sight through the open door. you can be scampering away from that.
Okay. I would like to continue to scamper.
Okay. Anyone else? Ran, you can see that Sen has come through the door and is booking it in your direction.
Apropos of nothing, I did a search for the word scamper, and this was one of the results. But also, I am going to start opening the other door, but I don't want to open it all the way. I just want to get it started so that when it's time to bolt through it, we can bolt through quickly. But if they decide, oh, we're going to go around this way, they can't just get in. I'm building the momentum.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Which door is opening?
The back. The west door.
Our exit route is being created.
All right.
Also, and if I fail a telekinesis roll, one of the survivors can take up the start cranking.
Indeed, there might be some among. Okay. Sen, continuing to book it?
Yes.
Okay, do your booking. The first of them clambers in. Let's see. Right, making right ankle turns. The second one clambers in.
Remember, don't fire. No fire until we know what color their eyes are. I think that's how the saying goes. Who's microwaving in a car full of flammable gas?
It's a little alert thing that's happening with the car. It fell over, so occasionally it makes little sad beeps, obviously. QED.
I'm specifically looking over at Manda, because if any of the three survivors is choosing to microwave a meal right now, it's going to be Manda.
No, she might have picked up a few of the ration bars that have been tumbled around, but no, she hasn't microwaved anything. The little creatures are, you can see that two of them have come in, and there's a third that's at the door, the sideways door, clambering up around it. Sen.
Yes?
Booking it or throwing your lightsaber at things?
I am still booking it.
Okay, book that book.
I do not want to be in the train car that's going to explode.
One of the things is climbing up onto a barrel. One of them is a bit difficult to see past the crates. They're not advancing horribly quickly at the moment. They might think that they have you cornered. No, I do not want to exit. No, I did not fold it. Okay. Ran, you have like night vision too, so yeah. Also, you can see that there are three of them right there.
You were talked about them having
you can see that door.
Daylight outside, so I can see the open silhouette of the door.
You can. There's one of them in the doorway, and there's another couple of them that, well, one of them is a bit hard to see because there are crates in the way, and the other one has climbed on top of a barrel and is attempting to, well, they can see pretty well, too. At least, apparently, in here they can. One of them is trying to train its bow and arrow on Sen. You can tell because it's going track, 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 track.
I have an embarrassment of riches when it comes to choices I can make, but I don't like any of them. So I'm going to attempt to open the door all the way because, well, hopefully the two that I don't see aren't on the other side of that door. Made it by one.
Made by one.
I successfully have opened the door puzzle. Button is pressed. Technical difficulties are Well, I'm ready to use telekinesis other if they happen again.
Fingers crossed.
Could use force lightning.
I mean, yeah, force lightning is definitely a thing that can be very useful at times.
It definitely makes...
As soon as I start hearing the...
And Juxa?
As soon as I start hearing the creature's voices echo like they're in the car, I'm going to move over here.
Okay. Ron. Ron has opened the door. Let me just make sure that the little icon says open.
It does. I have line of sight.
Yes, it's an open door. Yep. Okay. The people look at you to make sure that you mean that they should be going out now, or...
I do a...
They're not...
The gesture where you pulled out your hand, palm down, and move your fingers up and down like, shoo, shoo.
They start clambering out to... What's your move, honey? Everybody has a basic move of 5. That's quite normal here. Even the wounded person can at least come on. Okay. 1, 2. Move over to the side. 1.
Please continue moving in an orderly fashion. Thank you for using terrifying upturned train car airlines. Please continue moving. Thank you.
Bye. Bye now. Bye. 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 Bye now. Bye. Watch your step. Bye. 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 Bye now.
Mind the gap.
Indeed, there's a bit of a gap that has to be put down. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that. Ran, aside from going shoo shoo, which is a free action.
I'm waiting for Sen.
Okay. And Tuxa, still holding your action?
Yes, I am up here encouraging them to get out of the car, but otherwise, yes, holding my action.
Okay. Sen.
Sen is still running.
Okay. That one is... Humanoid 4 is aiming. Humanoid 3 has scrambled up on top of a crate. Humanoid 2 is still in the doorway. Actually, it's going to scramble up onto this crate here. Next turn. Let's start with Antuxa on the far left here. Where are you encouraging the people to go after they've gotten out of the car?
Well, since the map doesn't go any further to the left, I'm encouraging them to go down.
Okay.
Don't go that way. There'll be monsters.
Okay. I want you. Move.
There. Ran is a proponent of the flat map theory.
Okay. Ran. Are you doing anything?
Yes, I am going to move. And in the process of moving, now, I was clearly on top of this crate, correct?
Yep, correct.
2, 3, and now I'm not on top of any crates, correct?
Uh-huh, correct.
So the ones that may have been aiming...
I figure that jumping down... Uh-huh.
Are going to have a hard time.
Now I have a crate in the way. You at least have partial cover minimum. Plus it's a fair amount of range.
I think that was 5. So
Sen! I think you get 1 more. I think that was 4. Yeah. Sen, give me another acrobatics roll to get the full move on those crates there.
Okay.
Made by 2. Yep. Sen! Run, run, run! Jump! Scamper, scamper, run. Holding aim. Those 2 are aiming. Why is this not doing it? Oh, because I'm on the wrong thing? Come on. And Tuxa can see that One of them has just come around the corner of the train. And this, we're going to end it. Well, we could end it right there. That would be amusing. But it'll all be combat. Up to you.
Well, since I've held my action.
You have.
I've got 7 left. I can afford this.
Lightning!
Oh my gosh.
Made by 8. And how much damage is this going to be doing?
I'll just spend 1 for now.
Okay.
Oh, you know what? I'll do 2.
All right. And you've got the damage on that? So that I don't have to look it up real quick. 18 damage. It gets a dodge for this, I believe. Although you made it
okay.
I think that we're letting... Are we letting lightning dodge?
I can't remember. I've never used it in a situation where anything could.
I mean, it moves up,
you know,
close to the speed of light.
It did make its dodge. I am going to call this, because that is a very valid thing, that it moves at the speed of light, and also it's not like it has a saber to parry with or anything. I'm going to call that making the dodge, since it only made it by 4, which is actually quite good, but
you made it by 8.
Yeah, I'm going to call this a half damage situation. Is that acceptable to everyone?
Okay.
It somehow manages to ground itself.
It shrieks as things should. It throws itself flat as the lightning is hitting it in the face, and manages to avoid getting the entire blast entirely. Sound reasonable?
Okay.
It shrieks. 9 damage is still a lot. It just hasn't gone to the negatives yet. The others from inside also do some shrieking. It threw itself flat. It does not get an attack on that. Since we're going just... I should probably do this by basic speed. You have 5.25 basic speed. You have 5.5 basic speed. Sen has 5.75. Okay, Sen goes first, ran, then Intuksa.
I have the highest basic speed.
Oh, the PCs.
I have the highest dex.
Right. Besides, aiming second turn, aiming first turn, aiming first turn. Okay. Sen
is getting out.
Okay. You did see a burst of lightning go past the door just before you were hopping out.
That's fair. Oh, there's humanoid 1.
And you did hear the screaming after the burst of lightning.
Yes. So Sen rushes out and finds that they are standing in the middle of a duel.
I mean, you could tumble out of the exact thing. Just because the map ends there doesn't mean that you can't go a little further.
Yeah.
But yes, there certainly is a great deal of, oh, hi there!
Hello, Intuksa. Would you like me to engage this one?
If you would be so kind, darling.
Great. Please don't fry me.
Intuksa's dance promise. Card is already full.
And if I have a bit of move left, I think I moved
you
a
do.
Couple squares.
Yeah, I think you've got 3 left.
I am going to approach it.
All right. Ran, you're up. Yes, Sen?
Never mind that.
Okay. Ran's turn.
I was going to ask if we were using the...
Go for it, sure. At the moment, it's probably not going to be very... You still have enough space between you that I don't think you've closed for close combat.
No, I haven't, but I'm trying to open those rules, and now Edge won't respond. Okay. I think my computer is still having some problems.
That's concerning. Anyway, Can I go for Rand while you're futzing with that? Okay, Rand's turn.
Question. Am I able to head out of the train car and use Force Lightning at the same time?
If you back up at half move, you can be doing Force Lightning, but I'm going to be giving things an increased dodge if you do it that way.
Oh, I'm not trying
also to... Also, that you have... Oh!
If this train car is, in fact, full of alcohol fumes, I just need to have an ignition source.
Just letting Ron know that Antuxa has been preparing this entire time to use Force Lightning that way.
Yes, but you're around the corner.
Exactly, so I won't get hit by the blast.
And I'm not.
So use your move.
Fine. Use your move first, and then cooler, zap after.
Fine. Okay.
I mean, that's one way to get blown.
Two, three. And I had a chilling thought.
Yes.
There's four humanoids on the map that we can see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, one of them's been cut in half.
That was number five.
Oh, so they are out of commission.
Maybe.
They were... The last time we saw them, they were not standing up particularly well.
Okay. Because my worry was that it was coming around the other side where we've told everyone to run, but none of us has line of sight to. All right. Well, if we're sure about that, then I'm going to move to here. So I'm around the other corner from Antuxa. And I will make a gesture as if to say, after you.
And, I am, yes, I can just barely see the spill from where I am.
Someone should probably...
That's the nearest spill.
Yeah, but this train car has been sitting here for a while with the spills accumulating, and the fumes have been percolating through the train car.
Mm-hmm. There's a decent chance that an explosion there would, in fact, go through the entire car. It's not assured, though. This was not done by demolition. This was done by, oh, hey, there's a lot of booze on the ground.
The more expensive alcohol was the green stuff, if I recall correctly.
The higher proof. Yes.
Yes. It is possible if that explodes well enough, flaming shrapnel will still ignite the other side. It might be a 1-2 punch instead of everything explodes at once.
None of you have explosives, so you can't be sure.
Well, I've got a job.
I'm doing the best with what I can with what I have.
Mm-hmm.
And we have one of them on the ropes here. One of them who couldn't get up the last time we saw him.
Last time Sen saw. People don't actually know. You haven't seen that. That was out of everyone's sight. But there was a scream and...
Well, we don't know that there were five, so...
That's right, you don't. Rand knows that three came in, and Tuxen knows that one has come around the corner.
And I know that the yelling got hollow, like it was echoing.
Yes.
Like they had gone inside.
Yeah. Yes, the tonality of the screeching did in fact sound like they'd gone inside. The one that came around the corner wasn't screeching.
Can you use your telekinesis to make wind?
Well, on beans and sauerkraut night. I've never tried.
Call to -3 then if you've never tried.
I made it by four, which means I made it by one.
Right.
What I want to do is get a draft going eastward.
Oh, I picked up what you were putting down and then blew it eastward.
All right. If we have wind going into the car from this direction.
Uh-huh. Lightning by four. I presume it's a one fatigue version.
Yes.
Give me damage for it.
One little spark.
One little spark. The booze is not dodging. Give me damage.
I'd be very concerned if it did. If you can fail a mentor.
All right, let's just give me a little... For a moment, there's lightning going, and, you know, it goes the full crackle, crackle, crackle. You know, there's the whoosh as the air is going past, and probably little droplets of stuff are going there. And then, just as you're thinking, maybe it's not going to work, you hear, kaboom! Gosh, that's, how many dice should I be rolling? I should roll a lot of dice. It's an explosion.
Molotov cocktail is 4d6, if I recall.
And this is a lot of Molotovs.
So, roll all the...
Or one very big Molotov.
Yes.
Roll all of the d6s you
Fresh
have.
Let's see. I said, I have more one big it. Molotov.
It is the mother of all Molotovs.
Oh, let's make this a public roll. Sure. I just want to see that many dice on the ground.
But you rolled it privately, so roll? You don't get to see that many dice.
It said public roll.
Nope, well, I'll just do it again. Private rolls.
Well, this one should be...
Not a damp.
There's enough kaboom. It goes off in like boom, 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 boom again. And yeah, I don't think
any horizontal pillar of fire coming out the door that I've gone around the corner from.
Yeah. Yeah, you might want to give me a dodge roll just to make sure that you don't get caught in the backwash there.
What I
or at least not too badly. Okay, on your character sheet, you open it up, you move it over slightly. You found the dodge?
I didn't.
I parry.
Can you parry a flamethrower? Which is effectively the thing.
I don't know what dodge is either, but I rolled an 8.
Okay, you're fine. Let me just double check. It's on the sheet, but you have to open the sheet up further horizontally, and then it's on the right hand below the point level stuff. It says encumbrance, move, and dodge.
Oh, that's where it is.
Yep.
It was visible on my sheet. I just didn't see the word.
Ah.
Yeah, so my dodge is 9, so I made it.
Yes, you made it. Rand, give me a dodge. It's 9. If you're going to do a step back towards Sen, then you can add 3, which is probably GURPS 3E, but I don't care. I'm going to use it. Retreat will give you more dodge.
I'm bad
Take
at
a step
this.
Back.
Are you going to do the take a step back because that will make it an exact success?
Yes, I do intend to not be closer to the door while it goes big boom. Jamie went big boom. Rand went big boom over there while Rand is over here. I'm the least
there
member
is a sound of
this trio. I don't actually want to be on fire. I don't feel like I need to do that to make the other two feel better.
You do not have to be on fire to make them feel better.
Ellie, I know the episode that's from. That is the concrete stuck in the cement truck mixer episode where they used too much explosives and it just didn't exist anymore.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no. Whoops.
They found an axe.
Is that like when the cops put all...
That was it. Just the axle.
There are some shrieks amid the big booms that cut off fairly quickly. Because that was like just all the dice. That was just so much fun. You may, if you wish, make your perception rolls to determine whether there was a feeling in the force as of some horrible little creatures shrieking out and then going silent, or you can just assume that they went silent.
I think I'm distracted.
That's true, you are. Yep. And Tuxa, Bran, you definitely do not feel that... Yeah, you feel that there's a cutoff as of... Made by 4 and made by 5. Okay, there is something weird about them, about that cutoff. It doesn't feel like something died. It feels like something left.
So long as they're gone, they don't have to go home. They just can't stay here.
Indeed.
No, I don't trust that.
It's sort of like something died, but not quite. I mean, you're Sithlets.
Enough to have to worry about trusting it.
Well, you've got one right here. You can always determine what happens if, like, you cut off its head or something. If you can pin it down from trying to roll away or something like that.
Yes, but it's not.
I assume the interior is now smoldering.
The interior is now smoldering. Yes, it is Sen's turn.
Good news. We've cleared out the alcohol fumes.
So, are we using those simplified combat rules?
Let's use the simplified combat rules because I have them right in front of me and I don't have to actually look at the things.
In that case, I am going to close and go whack.
Run up to full move and make one unpenalized attack?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Made your attack by 5. It's lying down and is therefore... yes, it's been knocked down. Therefore, everything that it has is currently at a -2. It is, however, going to try to dodge at that -2 because, duh. And I don't know how to make the dodge do that so well. It missed anyway. It rolls, but not well enough. Give me your saber staff damage.
Oh.
That's a nice roll. That's 18 points.
That is a significant number of points.
That is a significant number of points. Let's roll that and that. Let's see what those are. It collapses and is not moving. It is either unconscious or dead. People who wish to determine this in the force may attempt to do so if they wish.
Perception?
Perception. Missed it. Okay.
It's laying on what appears to be floor, which seems to be made of floor.
Actually, it's lying on ground, which seems to be made of sand.
Oh, I hate that. It's coarse. It gets everywhere.
And dirt. It does. And you're having to wander around in it, and you've got...
Are we sure?
Hey, that wasn't a crit fail. That wasn't a crit fail. It's not quite the floor is made of floor situation.
The floor is made of sand and dirt.
Yes.
And Tuxa?
Sorry, I had to step away during someone else's turn for cat-related reasons.
That happens. That is part of the obligatory bingo card. Technical difficulties, fighting with Foundry, cat distractions, bad puns.
GIFs.
Mm-hmm. So many GIFs. Yep. Would you care... Sen has dealt an extremely mighty blow to the one that is in front of them, and it has fallen limp.
Yes, and I have rolled detect disturbances.
There is a life force clinging to it.
Not quite gone. Sen, were there any others?
One, but I hit it very well while luring them.
I see.
It might still have been crawling, but it won't be for long.
Would you like to go make sure of that while Ron does the honors here?
I'll do that.
I can shepherd our guests.
Keep an eye out. We don't know that there was only five.
Sen, you round the corner. You can tell that, all right, from the trail that it left, it was trying to crawl towards the corner that you were just coming around. At some point in there, it decided maybe not, and it started trying to crawl back towards the rocks.
Well, I suppose I'll go after it.
It is not going, since it's not getting up and running, but it is crawling determinedly, you will catch up. Ran, you have an unconscious one. What are you planning to do with the unconscious one that you were supposed to do the honors on?
I want to do two things. One, I don't want to roll to do first aid on it, but I want to roll to see if there's anything, now that I'm this close to it, that's going to stand out to me. These things have been rubbing us the wrong way since we met them. And with my close proximity,
so you're gonna do
wondering if a first aid roll, just saying, oh, by the way, I do have some knowledge of biology. Fluids are supposed to stay in. Pointy teeth, you bite things, stuff like that. That might be an additional clue as to what the heck these things are.
Okay, are you going to do that before or after a coup de grace?
I'm thinking right before, because
all right,
cut the head off to make sure they're dead. It's harder to notice some things.
Okay, and give me your first aid roll.
That's the killing blow I'm intending to do.
Beheading?
Yes.
Your microphone was cutting off, so I wasn't entirely positive. Yeah.
I believe in the Gox method of ensuring things are dead.
At the very least, if you take the head off, they'll probably have a hard time seeing where you are and coming after you.
And I might have a souvenir if necessary.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually not necessary.
Okay, give me your first mate before. Okay. Let me check my notes here. It's short. It's basically covered in kind of sparse fur that's sort of grayish. The skin is a sort of greenish gray. It has sharp claws. The teeth are not actually sharp fangs, but instead are like just a kind of ridge of bone or beak. It's almost like it has a beak inside of its mouth.
Oh, that's
The skin seems to be very tough. The eyes are fairly large, and it has four-fingered hands, but seems to be two fingers and two thumbs, you know, the thumbs on either side. Almost like some birds have the claws.
Oh, one of those. Double opposable thumbs.
Yeah.
Well, that's interesting. I'm going to file that away for later. And lightsaber to the neck.
Okay. Hopefully. Success by six, it's not dodging. Yeah.
It's one would hope that I would be able to get a success by six at point blank range with a lightsaber against an unconscious target.
One would hope. Just for absolute hilarity, give me a damage roll. I mean, don't roll like four ones. If you roll four ones, then maybe you don't do enough damage.
Where's my damage?
Okay, got your lightsabers. See up melee weapons under your bite, and then you go across to the damage. And I suspect you just your natural attacks. You've got the bite, punch, kick, and lightsaber. on your melee weapons there? Yeah. Wow. Oh. 23! Zoom!
I cut through its neck and the ground underneath it and into the mantle of the planet.
Yep. You don't have a lightsaber that long, fortunately.
Thankfully.
We don't need a volcano here.
Look, with
I feel like a lightsaber
tweaking,
that long is how we got the Death Star.
You might have an interesting glass thing in the sand below it, though.
Yeah, probably. You've definitely made a glassed over rent in the sand and dirt below.
That sand is not going to get everywhere. It's a good start.
No, it is not. It's a good start.
It's also not coarse anymore. It's smooth like a shark.
And Tuxa, you get the same feeling of it being left. Something left. It's not that it's dead, although it's clearly, I mean, yeah, but it left. Also, the body is withering away in a very unnatural sort of state, as if it were doing swift rotting. You know,
The
head rolls, it putrefies, and it turns into leather and desiccated skin shrinking and shriveling upon it until it's like bones and leathery skin draped around them. And Tuxa has failed occultism by one.
If I were not at 4 out of 11, I would be tempted to spend fatigue on that.
I mean, you could spend a couple, and then you really, really need to sit down for a while.
Wait, I thought that was for force powers.
Point. That's a mental power, not a physical power. Right. You probably can't boost that.
Occultism isn't a power. Occultism is skill.
Yeah. For physical things that a telekinesis could help with, then you could use the force to boost those as well. But I don't think you have a force ability that boosts your mind. You'll have
to
research
one. There's a thing I could do, but I don't want to leave the civilians alone.
You could psychometry it.
I could.
You could have Ranwalk.
Leave the civilians alone.
Well, I am coming over to hang out with the civilians. You go and touch the dead thing. After all, we need to
get
her out of context.
My favorite part of these journeys. And Tuxa will dutifully take her glove off and touch the dead thing. What?
Oh, you made it by 4.
Hang on.
Sen rolled at the same time. The dice came in at the same time.
Yeah, sorry.
That was a lot of dice.
Here's the problem. Because Sen and I rolled it exactly the same time, I don't see either of those rolls in my...
I see them.
Oh.
I see them both. Sen made lightsaber by 7, and Tuxa made psychometry by 4. Ran has missed a perception by 3.
I am doing an excellent job as a lookout. I have seen nothing approaching.
Indeed. Also, you cut out there, but I think I know what you said.
Yeah.
Let me resolve Sen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
All right.
Sen has wandered off to stab the one they went in search of.
Let's see if I can make it do. All right, this is going to be a penalty, but it's not going to roll the penalty. It failed it anyway. Okay, give me a damage, Sen.
Okay, one moment.
14. All right, we go to checky. Well, that solves that question. It gives a final muffled shriek and lies still. Perception rolls if desired to determine if it's weird or not. Or you can just cut off its head for, you know, Actually, no, you don't have to do that because it starts rotting around the wound, spreading out in a wave of accelerated decay that swiftly turns into, again, the leathery, desiccated look and old bones.
Oh, I don't like that.
I mean, it does make cleanup pretty easy.
Ron, Antuxa, have you seen the terrible dead things? Oh, I see you're seeing the terrible dead things.
And poking it.
Okay. Indeed. Antuxa's poking it and made it by 4. All right, psychometry. The first thing that you get is that it has been going about in the desert. It has been hot. It has been, you know, desert things. There's been sand. The sand is gritty and gets on it. It hungers. It hungers, and it has a deep connection to something that's not precisely alive. And before that, there is a the feeling of feathers as something that is natural. And if you focus on one of those, you can get clarity on one aspect of the imagery, I think.
No, I think I have everything I need.
All right.
Oh, no, wait. I do actually... I'm making some assumptions here. I do want the clarity on the thing that's not exactly alive.
The thing that's not exactly alive is a spiritual thing. It's not exactly corporeal either, except at the very fringes, it kind of is. And Chris needs to go to bed soon, so how about some last banter, and I'll figure out if something's good to end on.
Well, I say, putting my glove back on and standing up. Despite everything, despite all of my best precautions, we have been sent to a planet with yet another, what did you call it, pit of nope.
Oh, no.
Okay, but this time one of you has to carry the bottle of vomit.
There will be no more bottles of vomit. I refuse.
And that's probably where we should end it.
That's two not it. Or no. That means Antuxa's going to be carrying the bottle of vomit this time.
Okay, I'll carry the bottle of vomit. I think she might kill us.
That's my secret cap. I want to kill everybody all the time.
That's very Sith-like.
Was that a secret?
I thought that was common knowledge.
I mean,
it's on your business cards.
I let them live.
Shall we end off then?
Yes.
So that Crash can go to bed.
It's a school night.
Sleep is for the weak, says the character who's about to pass out.
So we all level up, right?
You all get a character point.
Yay, I'm up to 12 unspent character points.
Actually, you all get 2 character points because you solved this issue, not with combat like I thought you were going to do, but with high explosives. High improvised explosives. The biggest Molotov cocktail ever. Well, not ever, so but, you know.
My total points keeps changing.
Every 2 time points.
My character sheet.
Oh, no.
It says 189 right now. I don't think it was ever supposed to be.
Yes.
Yes. It was 189 at the start of the session. It should now be 191.
Okay, and lucky 13 unspent character points. This is fine.
Mm-hmm. So, should we be plugging things?
I have it on good authority that a friend of a friend of a friend's cousin's brother's friend told me that Io's mom writes books.
At ElizabethMcCoy.com.
And oh, right. There's no dash anymore.
That's right. We don't have to have the dash.
I'm the one who did that, and I can't remember.
You can dash to your local library and ask them about the Libby app.
We can leave our friends behind.
No, no. Books are our friends. You're dashing towards the friends.
Well, our friends don't dash.
No, you have to carry them.
Since they don't dash.
They're not rogues.
You have...
Speaking of websites...
RMBSmith.com/cogwheel is where you find all of our podcasts where we play these wonderful little games like GURPS and Cypher System and another one that involves like subterranean areas and giant fire-breathing lizards. It's Lairs and Lizards, I think it's called. Anyway.
Oh, Tunnels and Trolls.
Oh, I've heard of that. Yes. No. Or I thought it was Legends and Lattes.
That's a book. Quite a good book.
Well,
it's
yes,
a good book.
And speaking of books.
You have thrown Crash entirely off the spiel. Yes.
Speaking of throwing money at things, if you want to help us keep the lights on and toss more money down to the bottomless pit that I try to fill with money that I refer to as a hobby, you can do so by going to patreon.com/cogwheelgaming and join other illustrious patrons, including Ellie, Shenshin, Walter, and Patron Emeritus Cindy. In the process of doing that, you get to listen to all of the episodes that have been edited, but not yet released on ironbsmith.com. At the time we're recording this, it's February, and I just uploaded a recording that will go live on July 1st. That's a lot of podcasts that you can listen to for the low, low price of $2.
I mean, $2 a month, but hey.
I mean, you could...
That's less than a coffee.
For 1 month, download them all, and then unsubscribe if you really wanted to.
True.
And until next time, this is Beth saying...
Huh. That's weird. What happened to them? Suppose I'll find out when they get back. Good night, everyone.
Good night, darlings.
Don't worry, I'll mail you your copy of the paperwork soon.
And I'll find you in your dreams.
Oh, push the button, Crash. Push the button. Go to bed.